感谢神啊！我们今天在这个主日呢，再一起来思想罗马书圣经的话语。
Praise the Lord! In this Lord's Day morning, we will continue to consider the words from the Book of Romans.
啊，我们今天思想的题目是立谁的义。
Our topic today is establish whose righteousness.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上。
Let's all stand up and read the scriptures on the screen.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读罗马书的十章，我们从第一节读到第四节。
Let's read Romans 10:1-4.
罗马书十章一节起。弟兄们，我心里所愿的，向神所求的，是要以色列人得救。我可以证明他们向神有热心，但不是按着真知识，因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意了。律法的总结就是基督，凡是信他的都得着义。我们来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your word through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to my feet and light on my path.
照亮我们，不让我们落到黑暗当中。
The light on us so that we will not fall into darkness.
也光照带领我们，不让我们自以为意，偏行己路。
Light on us and guide us so that we will not be self-centered and led astray.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天还是继续来思想罗马书，第十章的经文。
Let's continue to consider the scripture of the book of Romans, chapter 10.
我们在罗马书九章，我们看到保罗为他的同胞以色列人非常的忧伤。
And in chapter 9, we saw that the apostle Paul was sorrowful for his fellow Israelites.
因为以色列人呢拒绝主耶稣基督，不信靠主耶稣基督。
Because Israel rejects Lord Jesus, they didn't believe him.
那么保罗就说，那旧约不是应许与以色列人是与上帝立约吗？神与以色列人立约吗？
Paul said the Old Testament has a covenant with God and Israel.
那么那以色列人不信靠主耶稣基督，那上帝的这个约那怎么成就呢？
If Israel didn't believe in God, how will the promise of God be fulfilled?
那么接下来使徒保罗就指出，原来不是那个血统上亚伯拉罕这个血统肉身的后裔以色列人是真正以色列人，并不是这样的。
Then Paul pointed out that it is not the descendants of Abraham by the blood are the true Israel.
那谁是真正的以色列人？真正以色列人是被上帝拣选信靠耶稣的人，是真正以色列人。
The true Israel are those who were chosen by God and they believe in Jesus.
那么保罗说到上帝的拣选。
And Paul talked about the election of God.
那么特别指出上帝的拣选不是根据人的行为的。
And especially emphasize that God's election is not according to man's works.
上帝拣选完全是出于神他自己的主权。
It's completely out of God's sovereignty.
所以我们不要对上帝的拣选有一个错误的理解，觉得上帝的拣选好像都是一切都上帝说了算，好像是冷冰冰的一个教义真理。
So let's not misunderstood that the election of God is a cold doctrine that God has all the final say.
上帝的拣选让我们看到神的爱。
God's election allows us to see God's love.
虽然世人都悖逆，世人都犯罪，但是上帝依然在人当中拣选那得救的人。
Though all were disobedient, all have sinned, God chose those who received the grace from God.
因为是上帝的拣选，所以所有人都有机会得救。
For it's God's election, everyone has a chance to be saved.
无论你是什么肤色，无论你是什么民族，无论你是什么样子，你都有机会得救。
No matter what color, what nationality, or what kind of people you are, you will be saved. You can be saved.
因为是上帝的拣选。
Because it's God's election.
不是哪个人的标准去选。
It's not according to man's standards.
我是来自于中国大陆啊。
I came from mainland China.
在很多很多年前，在中国大陆有一些人在那个地方建一个公园。
Many many years ago in mainland China, some people built a park.
然后那个公园就说中国人不能进那个公园。
And they built that park and saying that Chinese people cannot enter.
狗也不能进来。
Dogs cannot.
上帝的天国不是这个样子。
The kingdom of heaven is not like that.
神的国。不是说你是哪个国家的人你不能进来，你是什么肤色的人你不能进来，你是什么文化的人不能进来。神的国不是这样的。
The kingdom of God is not like if you belong to certain country or you are of certain color or what kind of people you are, you cannot enter.
所以上帝的拣选并不是一个在我们看起来好像冷酷无情的事情，相反，正因为是上帝的拣选，才是彰显神的主权，彰显神的爱，所有人都会有机会成为蒙恩得救的人。
So God's election is not a coaxing, just because it's God's election, and it will show God's love that all people have the opportunity to be saved.
那圣经在罗马书尤其告诉我们，上帝拣选什么样的？拣选那软弱的，让那自以为强壮的羞愧。
And the Book of Romans tells us that God chose the weak so that the strong will be put to shame.
那么这是使徒保罗在第九章说到上帝的拣选。那接下来呢，使徒保罗我们今天一开始看到的经文，他依然为以色列民祷告，就是为亚伯拉罕他这个肉身的后裔、血统上的后裔以色列民依然为他们祷告。
So chapter 9, Paul talks about God's election. And in chapter 10, the scriptures we're going to consider today, Paul continued to pray for the Israel, the descendants of Abraham by the blood.
那么使徒保罗说到上帝的拣选，那有人就会说，那如果上帝都已经选定了，那祷告还有什么用呢？那上帝选定的人他就得救，上帝没选他不得救，那我们祷告有什么用呢？
Some people will argue that since God has decided who will be saved and who will not, then what's the point of praying for them? And if God has decided that our prayers will be useless.
那么尤其是这些以色列人，那在第九章使徒保罗说，不是他们不信耶稣吗？他们都没有得救吗？那为什么继续为他们祷告呢？
Especially the Israel. And in chapter 9, Paul said they didn't believe in the Lord Jesus and they were not saved. Why continue praying for them?
他们看上去并不是被上帝拣选的人呢。
It seems not the group of people who were chosen by God.
那但是保罗呢，他依然为以色列人祷告，为他们的灵魂得救祷告。
Paul continued to pray for the salvation of the Israel.
所以这告诉我们一件事情，就是上帝的拣选并不会拦阻人去为人灵魂得救去祷告。
So that tells us one thing, that God's election will not discourage people to praying for the lost souls.
使徒保罗在这里，他没有自己扮演上帝。
Apostle Paul didn't pretend to be God.
他没有说谁是被上帝拣选，谁不是被上帝拣选。
He didn't say that who is chosen and who is not chosen.
那是上帝的事情。
That's God's business.
使徒保罗站在他自己耶稣基督门徒使徒的这个身份上面。
Apostle Paul stands in the position of him as apostle.
他以耶稣基督的心为心，他效法主耶稣基督的样式，他爱人的灵魂，他为失丧的灵魂祷告。
He shared the heart of the Lord Jesus. He took the example of the Lord Jesus, and he loved people and prayed for their souls.
我自己曾经经历这样的一件事情。
I have such an experience.
很多年以前，有一天深夜，一个宣教士来到我家里。
Many years ago, one deep night, a missionary came to my home.
然后这个宣教士跟我分享一件他感到非常挫败的事情。
And that missionary shared with me one thing that frustrated him a lot.
然后呢，他就说他特别在他们家里有一个查经班，就邀请附近的大学生来到他们家里来参加查经，顺便呢也可以来教英文。
He said he had a Bible study group of the college students around him, and he at the same time he was teaching them English.
然后有其中有一个女生哈，这个宣教士就在这个女同学身上就是很关心她，然后也常常帮助她就是也带领她学习圣经。
And there was a girl, and the missionary had helped a lot the girl and helping him to learn English and study the Bible.
但在那天晚上呢，他们这个查经班爆发了一个争论。
But at that night, an argument happened in that Bible study.
然后这个女同学呢就说了一些在这个宣教士听起来对上帝非常不敬畏甚至亵渎的话。
And that girl shared something which the missionary thinks that is kind of not fearful but even blasphemous words toward God.
然后这个宣教士感到非常的难过伤心呐。
So the missionary felt very sad.
然后他找到我跟我分享这件事情。
So he came to me to share this with me.
然后他就跟我说，他说这个女学生是不是上帝就没有拣选她？那就是没拣选。
And he said, is it because the girl was not chosen by God?
后来我就说，我们不是上帝。
And I said to him that we are not God.
我们不知道。
We do not know.
我说感谢神，那个女生没有拿搬起凳子打你。
And I said I thank God that girl didn't took a chair and beat you.
但是当时的使徒保罗，他认罪悔改之前，他是这样的呀。
But Apostle Paul at that time he encountered such things.
使徒保罗认罪悔改之前，他是到处去抓基督徒的人呐。
Apostle Paul, before his conversion, he came everywhere to capture Christians.
那我你说，如果这个女生，这个女学生，你就觉得上帝没有拣选她，那你如果看到当年的扫罗，你一定会觉得上帝一定不会拣选她，对不对？
If you think that girl was not chosen by God by her case, then if you look at the case of Paul or Saul before his conversion, you would definitely think that.This man was not chosen by God.
那谁知道上帝就拣选使徒保罗呢？
But who knows that God has chosen Apostle Paul?
然后最重要、最重要的蒙恩得救的因信称义的真理，上帝就让使徒保罗写出来呀。
And most important that God has motivated Paul, inspired Paul to write down the important doctrine of justification by faith.
所以，当我们真正明白上帝的拣选。我们一定会永远充满信心、热心、爱心，为所有的灵魂祷告，因为正因为有上帝的拣选。
If we truly understand the doctrine of God's election, we more fervently and diligently pray for the lost souls.
而不会掉到魔鬼撒旦的诡计，自己跑到上帝的位置上去站在那里，那不是我们该站的位置。
Instead of falling into the trap of Satan and stand in the position of God.
魔鬼撒旦总是这样的诡计，就是你去做上帝，你去做上帝，总是这样的诡计。
Satan always gives such a deceit, schemes that he wants us to be God, to take position of God.
我们不，谁被拣选，谁没有被拣选，那是神，我不是神。
Who is chosen, who is not chosen, it is matter for God.
那我们怎么样呢？效法主耶稣基督的样式，爱人的灵魂。
What can we do? We follow example of the Lord Jesus Christ to love the souls of other people.
所以这就是使徒保罗。使徒保罗虽然 看到以色列人这样的去抵挡耶稣，不信靠耶稣，以色列人如此的去逼迫使徒保罗。
That's Paul. Even though the Israelites didn't believe in the Lord Jesus and resist the Lord Jesus and even persecuted Paul,
但使徒保罗还是为以色列人祷告。
He still prays for the Israel.
然后他的祷告是恳切的祷告。
And his prayers were earnest and diligent.
看不到果效的。
Though it didn't seem to bear good fruit.
不仅是在当年以色列人没有悔改信耶稣，就直到今天，以色列民族依然是最抵挡耶稣的民族。
Not only at that time the Israelites didn't believe in the Lord Jesus, even today the Israelites still remain the most resistant people toward God.
但是我们还是要为以色列民祷告。
But we still need to pray for the Israel.
我们还是要为他们认罪悔改、信靠主耶稣、灵魂得救祷告。
We still need to pray for their repentance, and believe in the Lord Jesus.
因为即便在他们当中也有被上帝拣选蒙恩得救的人。
And even among them there were chosen ones.
然后第三样呢，使徒保罗常常的被以色列人、犹太人逼迫的。
Thirdly, Apostle Paul often persecuted by the Jews and the Israelites.
以色列人、犹太人甚至好几次要直接就杀死使徒保罗。
And for several times, they even attempted to kill Paul.
但使徒保罗还是为他们祷告。
But Paul still continues to pray for them.
这就是主耶稣告诉我们要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
This is what Jesus told us: love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
这是我们看到使徒保罗为以色列人祷告，为他们灵魂得救祷告。
This is what Paul prays for his fellow Israelites.
为他们忧虑。
He worries about them.
因为呢，他们确实。表面看上去他们是非常虔诚啊，非常对上帝是有热心的，但是他们的虔诚、他们的热心全部都错了，因为不按真是不是按着真知识。
Outside seem to be very godly, very zealous for God, but their zeal is not according to the truth.
我们知道以色列人他们靠他们自己遵行律法。他们称义，他说：“你看，我们有遵行律法，我们的行为多么好啊！外邦人都没有啊，他们就立自己的义。”
The Israelites, they seek righteousness by obeying the law. They think that Gentiles does not have the laws to obey, and so they try to follow the law and obey the law, and it try to establish their own righteousness.
大家看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一段这一段经文。
I'll read you the scriptures on the screen.
大家可以看着就可以哈。
You can just follow the scriptures.
马太福音十五章，那时有法利赛人和文士从耶路撒冷来见耶稣，说：“你的门徒为什么犯古人的遗传呢？因为吃饭的时候他们不洗手。”耶稣就叫众人来对他们说：“你们要听也要明白，入口的不能污秽人，出口的乃能污秽人。”当时门徒进前来对他说：“法利赛人听见。”这话不服，你知道吗？耶稣回答说：“凡栽种的物，若不是我天父栽种的，必要拔出来，任凭他们吧。他们是瞎眼领路的，若是瞎子领瞎子，两个人都要掉到坑里。”那么有文士和法利赛人，也就是以色列人当中的文士和法利赛人，看到耶稣的门徒啊，没有遵行那个洁净的律法啊，就是吃饭不洗手，没有守律法。
So when the scribes and the Pharisees from the Jews, when they saw that the Lord Jesus and his disciples didn't follow the law of cleanness, like they didn't wash their hands when they eat.
所以很显然，这些文士反而他们是遵循的。
And obviously, the scribes and Pharisees they follow that rule.
他们就来定耶稣和他的门徒的罪。
So they accused Jesus and his disciples of this sin.
那耶稣就责备他们。
And Jesus.Abuse them.
就是你们是瞎子领瞎子。
And you are blind who guide blind.
你们这个行为呢，其实是错的。
And your behavior is totally wrong.
为什么说他是瞎子呢
？Why do Jesus call them blind?
看不见真相。
Because they could not see the truth.
也就是没有按照真知识。
then they were not according to the truth.
主耶稣甚至用最严厉甚至最可怕的话去责备这些靠律法称义的人，靠行为称义的人。
The Lord Jesus even used the most harsh words to abuse those who try to seek righteousness by following the law.
大家还是可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下哈。
Again, I'll read the scripture on the screen.
马太福音二十三章，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们走遍洋海陆地，勾引一个人入教，既入了教，就使他做地狱之子，比你们还加倍。你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重要的事，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。这更重的是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。你们这瞎眼领路的，蒙虫你们就滤出来，骆驼你们倒吞下去。你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们好像粉饰的坟墓，外面好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。总之就是耶稣用最可怕的话来警告这些假冒为善的法利赛人。
So this passage, we can see that the Lord Jesus used the most harsh words to warn those scribes and Pharisees.
耶稣只用这样的话，只针对这一种人。
Lord Jesus only used those harsh words towards such this one sort of people.
就是这些要靠自己的行为，自己来立自己的义。
Those who seek to establish their own righteousness.
所以这在上帝看来，这是假冒为善。
This is hypocrisy in the sight of God.
为什么呢？因为人没有义，人是罪人，全然败坏了。
Because man does not have its own righteousness, they are all corruptible.
但是你却是要建立自己的义，建立一个你没有的东西。
But if you try to seek your own righteousness, seek to establish your own righteousness which you do not have,
那你怎么办？
What would you do?
你只有去装的有，对不对？
You just pretend to pretend that you have that.
你就去装着有。
You pretend.
所以这是假冒为善。
This is hypocrisy.
所以耶稣就说他们呢，你们是在外面显出公义来。
So Jesus said, you try to be righteous outside.
但是里面却装满了伪善和不法的事。
But inside there are all kinds of hypocrisy and unlawfulness.
所以耶稣说他们是粉饰的坟墓，就外面很漂亮，但是里面却是没有生命的死人。
Lord Jesus called them a whitewashed tombs and the beautiful outside, but only dead bodies inside.
我们不能否认那些文士和法利赛人，那些以色列人，他们确实是有遵行律法，有一些他们所说的那些所谓的好的行为，确实是有，没有办法否认这个。
We cannot deny the scribes and Pharisees. Pharisees, they did follow or obey the laws, and they seem to have some good behavior.
但是主耶稣对他们的责备，包括使徒保罗所说的是什么呢？他们这种热心的行为都是没有真知识，都是因为没有真知识去有这些热心的行为。
The Lord Jesus and Apostle Paul's blame on them is that their zeal does not have the true knowledge.
那么这种没有真知识的这种所谓的行为，不仅不能让他们在上帝眼中被神喜悦，甚至让他们更是惹动上帝的愤怒。
This behavior without true knowledge would not make them righteous before God, but only irritates God to a more wrathful attitude toward them.
好，那么我们就接下来从耶稣所说的两个比喻当中来思考，那到底什么是不按着真知识的热心越做越错，为什么会越做越错？
Let's take a look at two examples and to see what is the zeal not according to the truth. You do more and you do more wrongs.
我们一起来看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读路加福音十八章第九节到第十一节。
Let's read together the scriptures on the screen. Luke 18:9-14.
第九节起。 耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人藐视别人的设一个比喻，说有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语地祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索不义奸淫，也不向这个税吏，我一个礼拜竟是凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说，神啊，开恩怜悯我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人更算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升高。那么在主耶稣说的这个比喻当中呢，我们会看到那个法利赛人的祷告，他就是一个要立自己的义，很典型的一个例子。
In Lord Jesus' parable, we can see that the Pharisee is the one who is tries to establish his own righteousness.
他说：“你看我做了什么？我做了什么？我这么虔诚。
”He's talking about what he has done, what he has done, and how godly he is.
他还特别指出旁边这个税吏，你看他是多么坏。
And he also pointed out the tax collector beside him how evil he is.
但是他讲的这些话，甚至他这些行为，有没有给他自己在上帝面前加分呢？
But his words, action, add any points to God to himself before God?
其实不仅没有在上帝面前给自己加分，相反让上帝狠狠地扣他分。
And not only he didn't get any point before God, and he will be decreased any point.
所以他说多错多，做多错多。
So he speaks more and did more, and he did more wrong.
他没有真知识，他是个瞎眼的人。
He does not have the true knowledge. He was a blind.
但是呢，那个税吏只讲了一句话。
But the tax collector only said one sentence.
哇，就这一句话，上帝就称赞他。
Because of that one short sentence, the Lord Jesus praised him.
我想请问大家，如果我们就是那个法利赛人，我们听到耶稣这样讲，我服不服气啊？
Imagine that we are that Pharisee and we heard that Lord Jesus was speaking like that. We think it's fair.
如果我们就像那个法利赛人一样，我们做了这么多，我没有骗人，我没有骗人，我真的是做这么多，我每个主日都来教会，我每个十一奉献，我不仅奉献，我还奉献多啊！我进食，我祷告，我确实都有祷告聚会，没有几个来，因为我每次都来，我确实做了这个，没有骗大家。然后这边有一个，他就是一个罪人，结果上帝却称赞那个罪，那我服不服气？如果你又是这个，你服不服气？
Imagine that we are that Pharisee, and we did follow all the rules, and we came to every Sunday worship, and we even came to prayer meetings, and we did do very good. And there's a tax collector, and he's not good, but God commanded him. Do we think it's fair?
所以很多时候我们看圣经的经文呢，我都觉得跟我无关，跟我无关。其实这个每一个字都跟我有关。
A lot of times when we read the Bible, we think that some passages have nothing to do with us. But every word of the Bible has something to do with us.
还是很多年前啊，就是我碰到有一个就是教会的弟兄姊妹啊，就他们每一次祷告的时候啊，一定要痛哭啊，哭很大声，哭很长的时间啊，跪在那里哭。
Many years ago, I came across a group of students, a group of brothers and sisters, and when they pray, they must knelt down and cry a lot. And
因为我们那个我是在中国大陆嘛，那个时候都是家庭聚会，都是在各个家里，也可以称之为就是地下教会这个样子啊。他们弄出很大的声音来，哭很大声，事实上会带来很多麻烦。
Because when we were in mainland China, there were the household churches, some called underground churches. If they cry very loud, and it would bring a lot of trouble.
但是有时候我们说，哎呀，这是圣灵感动吧？这个是圣灵感动吧？
a lot of times we think it's probably from the Holy Spirit.
这都没有什么哈，我们也知道，就是认罪悔改来到神的面前痛哭。
And we think that it's probably just they confess their sins and come to repent before the Lord.
但他就说你们怎么不哭啊？
But they charged us and why don't you cry while you pray?
你都根本没有像我们这样，您不属灵。
You're not spiritual. You're not like us.
您不爱耶稣。
You do not love Jesus.
你要属灵一定要哭啊。
If you are spiritual, you must cry when you pray.
于是我就在想，就是他说，你看我都做到了，我做了，你怎么不做？
So a lot of times we think we did this, why don't you do this same?
你越不这样，我越哭大声给你听。
If you don't cry, I cry even louder.
我要证明我比你属灵。
I want to prove that I'm more spiritual than you are.
所以呢，很多时候我们要常常回到圣经当中，常常回到圣经当中来。
A lot of times we need to come back to the scriptures.
就是。很多的时候我也碰到有些人说我上个月给谁谁谁奉献多少，给教会奉献多少。
A lot of people, I see people sharing that last month I made an offering to whom, how much I made to another organization.
你看那个谁谁谁，他一定没有奉献吧。
And that's somebody that he must not have made any offerings.
其实后来我就说，人家真正奉献很多的人你不知道，然后人家不会说。
And I told him that if someone really makes an offering, you probably do not know that they will not tell.
因为耶稣说嘛，你右手做的不要让左手知道嘛，对不对？
As Jesus told us that do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
那谁是做的事情就要告诉所有人呢？
What kind of people would tell everyone what he has done?
法利赛人。
The Pharisees.
因为他为什么？他要立自己的义。
Because they seek to establish their own righteousness.
他要立自己的义。
They try to establish their own righteousness.
他为了立自己的义，他还要找到把别人要踩下去。
In order to establish their own righteousness, they need to
oppress
others.
就越做越错。
So the more they do, the more wrong doing.
越说越错。所以你看，主耶稣就是说他们法利赛人，什么薄荷、茴香、芹菜，你十分之一是做了。
So the Lord Jesus said, those Pharisees, you did pay tithe, mint, and anise, and cumin.
这些东西很重要吗？
Are these things very important?
但真正重要的事情呢，公义、怜悯、信实，你们却没有。
But the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy.And faith, you didn't follow.
我们再看耶稣说的那个例子哈，就是浪子的比喻。
Let's take a look at another parable told by Lord Jesus, the prodigal son.
浪子的比喻，弟兄姊妹很熟悉了，我就给大家简单的复述一下。
Parable, so I'll just summarize.
就一个人两个儿子，这个小儿子呢，就把他父亲的家产就拿走了，就出去就浪费呀，挥霍呀。
So a man has two sons, and the younger son took his share of his father's inheritance and went out and squandered everything.
那么这个小儿子就被称之为浪子。
So this younger son was called the prodigal son.
然后他在外面钱财耗尽，又碰上了大饥荒，然后他就沦落到猪圈里面，连猪吃的猪食他都吃不上了。
And he spent all his money, and he there was a famine at that time, and he was reduced to the pig pens, and he couldn't even satisfy himself with the pig's food.
好，那大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家把接下来的经文给大家读一下。
So I will read you the scriptures following that part.
他醒悟过来，浪子醒悟过来。就说我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，过去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。 儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿上，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和那娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。那么这段经文就是浪子，就是他认罪悔改之后发生的事情。
The scripture tells us what happened to the prodigal son after he came to his senses and confessed sins.
他心里先想着，我看到了父亲，我要怎么说？
He first had the thought in his mind, what shall I say when I meet my father?
我要这样认罪，我要这样认罪。
And how I confess my sins.
他碰到父亲，他真的就开口说啊。
When he saw his father and he spoke out.
这个不容易。
It's not easy.
很多人你说在心里认罪都认，哎呀，我这个再认认。
A lot of people confess their sins in their hearts.
讲出来。
But you should speak it out.
当着人的面讲出来。
You should speak it out in face of other people.
这个儿子就是这样。
The son was doing that.
那么呢，我们会看到这个小儿子啊，他看到父亲他认罪的话，跟那个税吏来到神面前祷告，那个税吏祷告很相像，对不对？
We can see that the prodigal son's words share a lot of common with the tax collector.
那么这个儿子就我犯罪，我不配啊，我不配，就这样。
The son basically said, I have sinned, I'm not worthy.
那个祷告的税吏呢，来到神的殿中，也是这样向上帝祷告，就说，哎呀，我是罪人，我不配啊，我不配。
The tax collector came to the temple and prayed to God, I'm a sinner, I'm not worthy.
我们看到那个大儿子，在家里那个大儿子，他就很生气啊，看到他的弟弟回来，他很生气。
We can see that elder son at home, when he saw his brother coming back, he got very angry.
其实他讲的话呢，跟那个祷告的法利赛人讲的话，其实也很相似的。
And in the same way that his words share a lot of common with that Pharisee.
他说：“你看啊，父亲呐、啊，我一直在这里服侍你啊，我做这么多啊。”
And he said to his father, "I've been serving you for so many years. I have done a lot for you."
那个法利赛人祷告也是啊，上帝啊，你看我做这么多啊。
The Pharisees prayed to God that, Lord, I have done so many things.
那法利赛人也说，你看旁边这个税吏他多么坏啊。
And the Pharisees said that the tax collector beside me is very evil.
然后那个哥哥就说，你看我这个弟弟他多么坏啊。
And the elder brother said that my younger brother is how bad and corrupted he is.
在那个两个祷告的人当中，结果那个税吏在上帝看还比那个法利赛人更加成为义了。
But between the two people who prayed to God, the tax collector is more justified, in the sight of God than the Pharisee.
那最后真正的能够进入父亲摆设的那个宴席当中的，不是那个大儿子，相反是他的那个浪子弟弟。
The one who could enter the feast that thefather has prepared is not the elder son but the younger son.
就是事实上不是父亲拒绝那个大儿子，你不要来，你不要来，父亲去拉他来呀，找他来呀。
It's not because the father rejected the elder son to come in. The father actually pleaded with him to come in.
是这个大儿子拒绝去。
The elder son rejected his father.
所以这个其实也告诉我们，到最后真正灭亡的人，不是说上帝不爱他们，是他们一再一再的拒绝上帝。
This tells us that those who will go to destruction, finally were not those because God did not love those people. It's because they keep resisting God.
就像这个大儿子为什么拒绝父亲呢？因为他要立自己的义，他不服父亲，他要立自己的义。
The elder son rejected his father because he seeks his own righteousness.
啊，他甚至觉得父亲都没有他公义，他比父亲更公义。
He even thinks that he is more just than his father.
然后那个祷告的法利赛人也是，他还强调他自己的义。你看我做这些。
It's same with the praying Pharisee, and he emphasizes his own works and deeds.
所以他们在神的眼中看，这都是瞎眼的人，没有看到真相，瞎眼的人，没有真知识。
In God's eyes, they were all blind people who could not see the truth, who do not have true knowledge.
他没有看到什么真相，没有看到自己的罪人的真相。
They didn't see the truth that they being the sinners.
所以像他们这样的都有一个共同的特点，就是觉得我配，我配，我配。
They have something in common. They all say, "I deserve it. I'm worthy."
I'm worthy. 对，那么其实呢？他们并不配得到任何的恩典。
But actually, they are not worthy of any grace.
好，那我们就来思想立自己的义到底意味着什么。
Let's consider what does it mean to seek to establish our own righteousness.
为什么是自己的义呢？
Why we say our own righteousness?
因为这不是上帝所要求的义。
Because it's not a righteousness required by God.
是你自己在那里自以为是的去。立自己的义，不是上帝要求你这样的。
It's the righteousness you seek to establish by yourself. It's not required by God.
那有些人说，那上帝不是给我们有律法吗？那上帝不要求我们给我们律法干什么呢？
But some people argue that God give us law. He give us what's the use of that law?
啊，那么上帝也告诉我们，给我们的律法的目的是让我们真正的明白神的心意。
God tells us He gave us the law so that we could understand His will.
好，我们看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来把这两处经文读一下。
Let's read together the two scriptures on the screen.
弥迦书六章八节起。世人呐、啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。同行，那么上这是上帝向人提的要求。
This is what God required of man.
那我们看那个祷告的法利赛人，我们看那个哥哥留在家里的大哥哥，他们有没有行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心呢？
If we look at praying Pharisee or the elder son at home, did they do justly or love mercy or work humbly with God?
他们显然都没有。
Obviously not.
完全没有公义。
They did not have any justice.
就像那个哥哥其实对弟弟很不公平的。
Just like the elder brother who was not just to his brother, younger brother.
哥哥一直在家里，就是平平安安的，弟弟一直在外面，甚至都到猪圈里去了。
The elder brother was at home peacefully, but his brother, younger brother, were even reduced to the pig's pen.
那么更是看不到怜悯，更是看不到谦卑。
And they didn't have any mercy, and they didn't have any humility.
所以他们完全没有按照上帝要求去做，但是他们却觉得自己做得很好。
They didn't do according to God's requirement, but they think that they are good.
然后耶稣更是告诉我们，律法到底是什么？律法的总纲到底是什么
？And the Lord Jesus also tells us what the end of the law.
好，我们开始看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读马太福音的二十二章。
Let's read together the scriptures on the screen.
三十七节起，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神，这是律中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。” 所以同样的，我们从那个法利赛人，从那个哥哥身上也看不到他们爱上帝的心，也看不到他们爱人的心，都看不到。
In the same way, from the praying Pharisee and the elder brother, we cannot see their love for God or love for man.
所以上帝让人去做的，他们都不做。那他们在那里立了什么义呢？立他们自己的义。
They didn't do anything that God required them to do. They just seek to establish their own righteousness.
所以这是没有真知识。
So this is without true knowledge.
那么这也是表明呢，立自己的义，表明他们不认识自己罪人的本相。
When they seek to establish their own righteousness, it means that they didn't realize their true self as being a sinner.
我们一起来读屏幕上的经文，以赛亚书的64:6。
Let's read Isaiah 64:6.
好，以赛亚书64:6起，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去，这就是我们每个人的真相。
This is our true self.
我们做很多很多我们觉得很好的事情，但上帝说呢，这都是污秽的衣服，暂时遮羞的，但是遮不住的。
We did a lot of things, we think that are good, but God says those are just filthy rags, temporarily covers your shame, but not actually.
因为他们没有真知识，就是没有真正看到自己的本相，所以他们要立自己的义。
Because they do not have the true knowledge, they couldn't see their true self. They try to establish their own righteousness.
然后立自己的义，不一定会掉入到一个可怕的罪，就是自以为义。
When they try to establish their own righteousness, they will definitely fall into a terrible sin, a self-righteousness.
那么主耶稣基督来到世界上的时候，用最可怕、最可怕的话，只是责备、警告一种人，就是自以为义的人。那么自以为义的人，我刚才已经说过，在上帝眼中看，就是假冒为善，是一种人。
The Lord Jesus came to the world. He used his harshest word to blame just one type of people, those self-righteous people. But in Jesus' eyes, those self-righteous people are just hypocritic people.
Yeah. 那么，就是如果我们要立自己的义，我们就会成为这种被耶稣用最可怕的话责备、警告的这种人。
If we seek to establish our own righteousness, we are the kind of people Lord Jesus used his harshest words to blame.
然后圣经说呢，这些要立自己义的人呢，他们不服神的义。
The Bible tells us those who seek to establish their own righteousness, they do not submit to the righteousness of God.
我们要特别注意，他们不是不相信，他们也不是说不知道，他们是不服啊。
It's not because they do not believe or they do not know, they do not submit, the Bible tells us.
我以前呢，曾经我在大学的时候，我跟我一些同学传福音，后来我那同学就跟我说，你信就好了，我不用信。
When I was in college, I shared the gospel with my college student, classmates, and they said, you just believe, I don't need to believe.
然后我就，哎呀，我说我们都是罪人啊，我们只有靠耶稣才能拯救啊，跟我同学讲。
I told them, we are all sinners, only Jesus could save us.
同学跟我说，你是罪人，我不是。
My classmate said, you are a sinner, but I'm not.
我也头一低，无力反驳，确实考试没有他考得好。
And I nodded my head, and I have no words to resist.
他不服。
He did not submit to God.
你信就好了。
You can believe.
你是罪人。
You are a sinner.
我不是。
But I'm not.
我靠自己就可以做得好。
I can do my best by myself.
所以立自己义的人，圣经说他们不是说不知道神的义，不是说不相，他就是不服啊。
So those who seek to establish their own righteousness, the Bible said it's not because they don't believe, they don't know, it's because they don't want to submit to God.
信耶稣意味着什么？信耶稣就意味着就是我自己救不了自己，我完全是全然败坏，一无是处了，我坏到一个地步，我应该面对上帝愤怒的刑罚，但是只有耶稣来代替我去接受上帝愤怒的刑罚。
Believing in Jesus means that I cannot by a single means to save myself, I'm corruptible to an extent that I can only face the wrathful judgment of God. But the Lord Jesus saved me from that.
然后我们很多时候有人就会说，不至于吧，我没有坏到那种程度吧。
Some people will say, maybe you are too extreme. We're not that evil.
啊，你说耶稣，你帮助我找工作，你帮助我这个买股票发财，可以。我不需要你帮助我，我不需要你替我舍命呐。
Some people may say that, Lord Jesus, you can help me to find a good job. You can help me to make money by selling stocks. But I actually don't need you to die for me.
啊，我靠自己就可以啊。
I can use my own ways.
但是这样我们都知道，这样的人对上帝、对耶稣的血是极大的藐视，甚至是亵渎。
Such people despise the precious blood of Lord Jesus and even being blasphemous.
啊，所以自以为义的人，或者自己要立自己的义的人，他们其实是对上帝极大的藐视，甚至是亵渎。因为上帝都赐下他的独生爱子代替世人，担负世人罪，死在十字架上了。但是这些人呢，却说我不需要，我不稀罕。
The self-righteous people are great despise or blaspheme to God because God has sent his son to die for these people on the cross, but these people say, I don't need you.
啊，所以这就是圣经说的，把耶稣的血真的是当作寻常，当作土壤了。
So this is how the Bible described these people took the blood of Jesus as normal.
就是我很尊敬的一位香港牧师啊，苏引智牧师，他讲过一句话，我总记得。
A very respectful pastor from Hong Kong, and he has said some words like this.
他说他是服侍主很多年啊，他那个在香港也是带领一个很大的教会。他说好人呐、啊、最难信耶稣。
He's in Hong Kong and led a very big church, and he said it's very difficult for a good man to believe in Jesus.
但他说的这个好人，就是说自己觉得自己好的人，那他觉得那是最难信耶稣了。
What he was saying, the good people, good men are those people who think themselves to be good.
啊，所以主耶稣基督来，其实告诉我们，这个世界上，在神的眼中都是罪人，都需要耶稣。
These people are hard to believe in Jesus. So Lord Jesus said that all have sinned.
但是那些要立自己的义，要以自以为义的人，他们一直在硬着心肠抵挡耶稣。
But those self-righteous people, they have hardened their heart and resist God.
所以今天愿圣灵将神的话语也是光照在我们每个人身上，无论我们只是还没有受洗成为基督徒，或者我已经信主很多年了。
May the Holy Spirit light on our heart, whether you are still an unbeliever or you have believed in the Lord for many years.
让我们真的再回到神的话语当中，我们自己省察我们自己，我们到底是要立自己的义，还是真正的服在神的义当中。
Let's come back to the scriptures and examine our hearts, whether we are trying to establish our own righteousness or are we submitting to the righteousness of our God?
好，我们最后一起来读一处圣经的经文。好，我们弟兄姊妹起立一起来读。如果你身体不太舒服，可以坐着啊。如果你身体不太舒服，可以坐着。
And you can remain seated.
啊，如果你身体觉得可以，我们都一起站着来读神的话。好，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读罗马书三章二十一节。好，二十一节起。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。 神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。我们来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们在天上的爸父，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
For God loved the world that He gave Him, gave them the only begotten Son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
啊，愿圣灵光照我们，把神的话语刻在我们每个人的心板上面。
May the Holy Spirit light on us and carve His words on the heart of each one of us.
啊，无论我们啊是不是还已经成为基督徒，或者已经还没有成为基督徒。
Whether we are already a Christian or still remain an unbeliever.
因为我们都被神的话语所光照，让我们看见神何等的爱我们。
May the Holy Spirit light on us so that we can see the how God loves us.
让我们都丢弃我们心中那自以为意、自高骄傲的心。
Let's give up the heart of haughty and self-righteous.
让我们能够真正看见神的恩典、神的爱。
So that we could see the grace of God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
好，我们今天我们的信息就到这里。